Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That, of course, is a quote from the latter half of the 7th verse of Romans chapter 1. It's also indicative of the way Paul liked to open his letters, by declaring grace to the reader. And as we journey into the book of Romans over the next several months, going verse by verse through this masterwork of the Apostle Paul, I think you'll notice the theme of the grace of God being prevalent. You know, I told you yesterday that we were going to lay the groundwork and the foundation, and we will. But I want to just break away today for a moment and just speak my heart for a little bit. We've got all kinds of time. As long as the Lord has me on this earth, I'm going to be declaring the grace and peace of Jesus. And as long as I have the opportunity to have the DDP, we'll have 5 more minutes again tomorrow to be able to continue our work. So we will get into Romans and the intro to Romans. But you know, I just want to say it's one thing to be full of doctrine, full of the doctrine of grace, forgiveness, and righteousness, know the verses, know the theories. It's another thing to practice it. And I think it's easy, to me, it's easier to have the theology than it is the practice. Because the moment that we're confronted with failure or disappointment in someone's life, either someone when it's someone we know. Because if it's someone that we don't really know, it's easy for us to just say, oh, we ought to just forgive them. Oh, we ought to just move on. Oh, we'll look past it. But when it's someone we know and someone we love, we would think, well, I'd be quicker to forgive. But the reality is we're hurt. And there's a pain there and a disappointment. And it's easier to have, in those moments, to have the doctrines of grace and the doctrines of forgiveness and the doctrines of the Holy Spirit, know all the verses and all the thoughts, but not really be able to apply them in practice as easily, as quickly. So I just want to say, I think some of you have already had the opportunity to have to practice the grace of God. You found it not always easy. One of your default positions is to go back to performance and works, is to make people earn your trust and your love. And in some respects, yes, we do have to earn trust and respect, but we should never have to earn our forgiveness. We should never have to earn our love. And if you're causing people to feel as if they have to earn your forgiveness and earn your love, you're approaching their situation through the eyes of legalism. Because what you're saying is, you must come to a certain standard before I will forgive you or I will love you. Yes, our respect is a bit legalistic, and I think it has to be in some ways, because respect is something that is given to people who have earned our respect, earned our attention. But love and forgiveness is something that ought to spring from the heart of a person who knows they are loved and forgiven. And I've said it many times and really believe it. I think that out of a heart of knowing I'm forgiven and knowing I'm loved, it's easier to forgive and love. It's sort of like if someone wrongs you or hurts you or does something and you're disappointed, before you're so quick to nail them, take a second and remember how you felt when you failed and how you thought your life was over and the world was going to come to an end. And then remember that you came back because the Holy Spirit is restorative. And then apply that to the person that you love. This is for someone who may be going through this, or you're about to go through this, and this will be fresh on your heart. I hope it's a blessing to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.